Let me run this down quickly. 2016 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Rookie of the Year. 2014 NASCAR Xfinity Series Champion. The youngest National Series Champion in history. 3 wins, 11 top fives, 21 top tens last season. The 2018 most popular driver. Today he appears courtesy of Kelley Blue Book and their features like Price Advisor and Instant Cash Offer. We will get into all that. My guest, Chase Elliott. Chase, good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming by. Now, from where I'm sitting, I just mentioned it, that's a huge year. All right, so first 3 cup wins, 11 top fives, 21 top tens. You were one of 3 drivers to win twice in the playoffs. As you look back, what kind of thoughts do you have on that year?
Yeah, just nice to get over the hump of winning. I mean, that was the biggest hurdle for me and our team. Going winless those first 2 years, that's certainly not fun. But to grab a win and grab a couple more shortly thereafter this year was great. So, you know, I think getting over that hurdle is awesome. Moving forward, we just need to do it often and do it consistently.
You know, was that a case whereby you were running well, but running well and winning are 2 different things? As an example, your crew chief, Alan Gustafson, said something interesting. Quote, "I think I underestimated how it was wearing on him and how personally he was taking it, not winning races. Once he won, I realized, wow, it was something that he was taking very personal and something that was weighing on him," end quote. Did he pretty much nail that? Is that how that felt?
I mean, it definitely, I think for all of us, not just me, I mean, we all wanted to win. And I think the hard part for us, and certainly for me, is how close we had been on more than one or two occasions. And I felt as if I had probably messed up 2 or 3 of those single-handedly. So, you know, that's not fun, right? You don't want to be the guy to mess up a race win. And I was certainly that guy on more than one occasion. So it was just nice to be able to go back and to have more opportunities to win. And the way we won a few of those races, or a couple of those 3 this past year, were kind of in the same way that we had lost a couple of them in the year prior. So I like that aspect, and really, I think, gained a lot of confidence for our entire group, which goes a long way in our sport.
So how do you explain that? Is it just racing luck, or maybe does winning beget winning?
You'd like to think it does, but at the same time, I can't sit here and tell you I magically changed a bunch of stuff, or my life, you know, changed and made me that much better of a race car driver after we won a race. I mean, I don't necessarily think I changed my approach. I do think the only thing that really comes from it is just the confidence in winning and being able to close out races. And I felt like that was the biggest thing we were missing as a group. And, it was just nice to get that and kind of get a better handle on it.
Chase Elliott joins me on Radio Row here in the ATL. Now, when you're racing for Henrik Motorsports, you're racing for one of the most dominant forces literally in all of sports. What makes the Henrik Motorsports organization so special, so unique, so good?
Well, I mean, their history and then being around for so long. Obviously, Mr. Henrik has had a ton of success with his championships with Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson, Terry Labonte, and trying to add to that is a major goal of mine. We don't want to be, I don't want to be the guy that doesn't do good for the boss, right? So just trying to keep that rolling and get back to a consistent winning way, I think, for him is huge and something we all want to do.
Now, when you and I spoke earlier, we touched on the impact and legacy of your father, Bill Elliott. And as a kid, I'm curious, what was it like to go to the track and see the fact that so many people looked up to your dad?
Well, that's what drove me to want to race. I mean, at the end of the day, when I went to races as a kid, you know, I see obviously my dad being a hero of mine, but then I look at him and what he is to everyone else and all the people that are there to watch him, and that just blew my mind as a, you know, six, seven-year-old, you know, just kind of starting to understand what's going on, and I just had so much respect for that and thought that was the coolest thing ever, and how much of an event each and every weekend was, and him to be, you know, a star of that. It was just so cool. So that was what sparked me to do it.
I can only imagine what that was like. For instance, like my father, I went into the family business, and it was not this business, and it went horribly, man. He fired me, and he loved me, but he made it clear business is business. You're not really good at our business. Hit the bricks, pal. But the one good thing about that, as bad as I was at the family business and as much as it stung that I couldn't do it, to go out and hear the people in his industry talk about him and how much they liked him, how much they respected him, it kind of pumped me up. I'm like, you mean that guy that I don't get along with ever?
The guy that fired me,
right?
Yeah.
But I can only imagine if I heard that 5 or 10 times and that kind of pumped me up, I can only imagine what it was like for you, where everywhere you went, everybody loved your dad. And as evidence of that, he won the most popular driver award 16 times. Dale Jr. won it 15 times, and you won it last year. What does that particular award mean to you?
Well, I think the coolest part about that award is that it's been between an Elliott and Earnhardt for however many years.
It's incredible.
Which is pretty neat, you know, to think back on in the history of our sport. Obviously, I'm lucky to be able to have been in a position I've been in to carry on, I guess, the history of racing in my family. And I think Dale Jr. the same way with his dad. You know, he was lucky enough and good enough to keep it going. And people obviously saw something in that, and it made them want to follow along.
Chase, do you feel like, and I've seen some of the powers that be in the sport suggest as much, they're all looking at you. They're all looking at you not to carry this thing by yourself, but as to one of the guys that they're counting on to direct eyeballs, promote the thing, whatever you want to say. You've got that it. You've got the name. You've got the it. You've got ability. Do you feel the pressure, or because you're a Georgia fan, can I go ahead and assume that you're going to go with the Kirby Smart mantra that pressure is a privilege?
I'm going to go with B. It is a privilege, but I am a Kirby Smart fan for sure. Big Georgia fan too. But you know, I can't, you know, being realistic, I can't control what they label me as or what they try to push or do. I go into the situations that I'm asked to go do and try to make the most of them, and ultimately I get paid to go drive fast on Sundays, and if I do my job there, I feel like I've done my part.
Well, you're a huge Georgia fan, actually. You got a couple of former Bulldog running backs. You've got Todd Gurley and Sony Michel. Who are you picking to win on Sunday, and why?
This is really tough on me, I want you to know.
I can tell, man.
Huge fan of both and what they did at Georgia, but I don't know if this is a popular opinion or not, but I'd like to see the Patriots win. I think they have the upper hand this weekend. I just have a lot of respect for Tom Brady and what he's done over his career. And for me, my age, you know, I'm 23, so like my entire life of watching football has been the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era of dominance. And, you know, that is just, I've had so much respect for that, but also how he handles his life and all the things that he has going on, and the pressure and the people and the lights and the cameras. You know, he does a really good job with that. So I'd like to see him win one more, and if he's winning one more, then that means Sony's getting one too.
I guarantee Tom Brady is a pressure is a privilege guy. I've never heard him say it, but I guarantee he's one of those guys. All right, you're working with Kelley Blue Book today. What led you to team up with them, and what are the types of things you're working on?
Yeah, KBB has been a great partner of mine. We're actually, believe it or not, working on our fourth year together. So it's just been a real natural fit with their, you know, trusted resource and the car buying industry, and me driving Chevrolets on Sunday. It makes sense. And I look forward to another great year with them this year and hopefully many more.
He's appearing courtesy of the Kelley Blue Book and their features like Price Advisor and the Instant Cash Offer, the driver of the number 9 Chevrolet, and he is your 2018 most popular driver, Chase Elliott. Chase, great to see you in person. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good seeing you. Well done. All right, we're at the bottom of hour number 3. Good to change up. Talk a little NASCAR with you.